Libov, Kadesh, Levisha Sakito, Daf Nun Hey.
There's not so many, we'll see. Okay. Because of Achidah, that's what we left off. The Chidah writes, Shemuva, the Sifure of Chaim Vital, Sipure Chaim Vital, right? That in the times of Reb Chaim Vital, should be Yom Vayis Yisha Achal Shenichas Adibok Megugul V'Kir Barachman Letzlon. In the days of Reb Chaim Vital, there was a lady who had a dibuk. Yeah. When did Reb Chaim Vital live? A long time ago. He's one of the Gedolei Mekubalim. For B'Shar Shenichasu Arizal Reb Chaim Vital. He was the Talmud of the Arizal, yeah, 16th century, yeah. Ubishar shenichas Arizal, Chaim Vital lecheder shabo yisa nimtzes. Yeah, when they came into the room, hisdeve penel al koisel, she turned towards the wall. Vehichrez adibuk atam laze, kevin shu roshav ha'osel l'staka b'fnei tzadik. And she said that the dibuk said the reason he's turning towards the wall is because this dibuk came from was a shama of a rasha. It's not allowed to look at the Arizal and Chaim Vital in the face because they're tzaddikim. And they asked him, "What gave you permission to come into this lady?" On the lehem, so the divik answered them, "Shebelela seder b'shor shesipu ben yoni yitzis mitzrayim." The lela seder. When they were telling over the Yoni Tzitzitzayim, how is the chosel isha azalis hamuna b'mitas hasipur? Yeah, there was something she didn't really believe in. She was something lacking in her. Okay, you know, obviously everybody judged on their level. But there was something lacking on her level. There was something lacking in her muna, in the truth of the story of Yitzis Mitzrayim. And because of that, she had a chisaron, and it was that chisaron that allowed the divik in. Yeah, okay, so what's the point of the story? Not to get afraid about divics, but the point of the story is to realize the chashivas of tapping into, like you said before, where the kittel goes a few moments before someone dies. So the truth of what they're talking is very clear to all. So it has to be like that, the Leil Seder also. That's the ending of the kittel. A person has to know that he is mechuyiv l'sabe, but even gazette, to tell it over in this way. It should be revealed and understood to everyone, to all his children, and his household, the truth of the things, and it should be mechazik their muna in Hashem. And through the muna of the secret Yitzis Mitzrayim, it will draw them to muna Torah in Hashem and in His Torah. Okay, very nice. Tamla sefes alivishes a kittel. Another reason for wearing the kittel b'leil Pesach. Move a besvar m'shem a maral miprag. It's brought down in the name of the maral. Shukein a big deal love and shishimish b'makoyin godol b'yamikipurim lefnei v'lefnim. But you know the kohen godol yom kippur. Normally he wore shmoina begodim, and among them was zahav. And since the chet ha'egel was bezahav, you can't go lefnei v'lefnim with zahav because ein katega nasas anegel. You know the sugya there. So he would only go in Big Day Lovin when the Kohen Gadol once a year would go if Naivel Efinim and Kippur, he'd only go in Big Day Lovin. So it's a remnant to those Big Day Lovin that we wear the kittel. Behind the Sheshiva Sa'odim B'Shulchan HaSeder, so we see from this maral that a person sits by the Seder who in Dugmas Avedim Sa'odim Gadol if Naivel Efinim, it's somehow connected, it's somehow to the Kohen Gadol going in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It says in Zohar that before we say that God, we say the Moshem comes with all the Malachim, the Shtati Peseder Shorcham Ben Eso, and it comes to be part of the Seder. The Zohar says, "Wow!" So I guess that's why it's like Lifnei V'Lifnim. There's a very close presence of the Shekhinah. I'll explain it a different time what that means. Okay. We can compare this to what it says in the Gemara Tainis. Moshe Rabbeinu, until Aaron took over as the Kohen, that was on the eighth day of the Miluim. But the first 7 days, when they first built the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one doing it, doing the Avodah. And it says, what did he wear? The Gemara in Tainus, what was Moshe Mishael? What did he wear? Did he wear a big day, regular big day kuna? What did he wear? So it says, the Chaluk Lavan Shein Be'imro, a white chaluk that had no seam. A white chaluk that had no seam. Ke'ina kittel. So say the kittel meram is to that also. That's Moshe Rabbeinu wore. The Daik Bezeh Birmi Emes. Birmi Emes says, no, the Imre Emes was, what, was one of the Ger Rebbes, the one that went through the war and came to Yisrael. The Imre Emes, he was always learning the Imre Emes, always learning, always had a sefer. So they say the Imre Emes. He's a very big person. He lost in the war, I think 100, not 100 relatives, 100 children. Meaning children-in-law, grandchildren, 100 descendants. Anybody, and then he was very old. He came to Eretz Yisrael, but he was old already. I think he was nifter a few years later. And you know what niggun they made up when he came to Eretz Yisrael? It's a very well-known niggun today. One of the Ger Hasidim made it up to greet him at the boat in Haifa. That's where it comes from. When the Imre Emes came to Eretz, that's where it comes from. Yeah? So, Lama Lo Yisifu. Oh, the Daik was Imre Emes. Imre Emes says, "Lama lo yisifu shemoishu lavash avnet." Why didn't he wear an avnet? I guess the Kohanim always wore an avnet. The Kohanim always wore a belt around it. So why did it say that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have it? Ula mash mekan shemoishu lo yitzorich l'avnet. So zok the Imre Emes, it's mash mekan Moshe didn't need it. Why? They came to call in hakagu lavstik bin dublever. Right? We know that's why you wear gartel, or if you don't wear an official gartel, you wear some sort of separation. If you right, with a pants and a shirt, but if you would wear a long chaluk like they did in the old days, you'd have to put a belt. It should be mafsek ben liblaev, right? So it says it's mashma for me, and Moshe didn't need that. Kivin the kol in the chagur lafsek ben liblaev. It's Moshe Rabbeinu lo shayach kol zeh. Kivin shayim mufshu the gamri megashmus and skadish the gamri. It's a gval the gadir. He's saying the Gemara says in Tainis he wore the chaluk without an avnet. What's the pshat? The pshat is we know Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a madrega, the gashmias in him was so elevated to the level of ruchnias, it was just kaddish legami, and really didn't need an avnit. K'dechsev, like the Remez says in the pasuk, in a mayim mishisiu, he was drawn out of the water. The anush moishemen hayim mashul legami magashmias. Mayim is geshem gashmias. The Remez is he was totally drawn out from gashmias. It was kulay the. It's also Maharal. The Shem Shmuel is Mazbe the Maharal in Sefer Dvarim. In Dvarim, it says over there, Maharal says that the Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kvad Peh. We had the Medrash last week's Parsha, why he couldn't talk so well, because he touched the. Right? They gave him a test, and he was going to touch the gold, and the Malach Gavriel pushed his hand to it. So, Maharal says, though, also, he says, the Pshat also. That's how it came about. But what's the deeper pshat? Maral says that Moshe Rabbeinu is kavad peh because where does the koyach of speech come from? Koyach of speech comes from when it says v'yipak ba'ap of nishmas chaim. Hashem made Adam Rishon. He made a guf and he put the nisham into the guf. Vahi ha'adam nefesh chaya, and man became a nefesh chaya, living being. Unkelus says Ruach Mamalala, a speaking being. See, from Unkelus, the Koyach HaDibur comes from a guf and a neshama being together. Malachim don't talk, and animals don't talk in terms of speech. Davko, a man, which is a guf and a neshama together, he's the one that talks. Yeah? It's Koyach HaSpeech comes from, Koyach HaDibur. So it says, Moshe Rabbeinu, so he's a neshama and guf, we're not. Didn't get along very well because the neshama was so lofty. It was such a high neshama. It didn't fit so good into the guf. It wasn't mamish in the guf so much. It wasn't as connected to the guf as a normal person. So maybe the speech didn't come out so clear. He says, but Shem Yishmol says, Maral himself, I think maybe says, The Medrash says that after Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, then he was Eila Hadvarim Hashadim Moshe. The Medrash at the beginning of Parshas Devarim says then he was able to talk. After he got the Torah, he was able to talk. So I think he says, what's Taka the Pshat? After he got the Torah, he was able to talk. What's Taka the Pshat? So he says there, Hashem Shmuel explains it. He says, because then at that point, he was, the Koyach HaTorah was so strong in him that he was able to raise up that guf to the level of his neshama, and now they were attached again. Except they were attached up here. In other words, he had the whole problem in the first place was neshama was too high for the guf. The Koyach HaTorah allowed this guf to be raised up to the level of his neshama. And now his whole being was totally niskadish, and now he could talk again because the connection was there again. Yeah. So man, let's be saying. So he's saying. It's the same over here. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely niskadish. If he was completely niskadish, you don't need an avnet anymore. Because the whole point of an avnet is to separate. Then libel ever. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need it. But David said, "Gam nimas becholak loven," and that's hinted too by what the Gemara is saying, that Moshe Rabbeinu wore a cholak loven. Apima demavur b'maral, like Maral says, should sever loven in lo gvan. It's not a shade of anything. It's made up of all the different shades. It's made up of everything. It's not locked into any specific shade. It's separate from every Bargashmi. It's above. Loven represents something which is above the Gashmistical world. That's why we wear loven and imkit. That's why all these things are loven. The Fnaif, the Fnim is loven. So we see from this maral that a person of Pesach is tapping into this shalavish kitul cholik loven. He's wearing a cholik loven. Kain koin godol lefnai b'lefnim, just like Moshe Rabbeinu wore lefnai b'lefnim. Ukein Moshe b'mei miluim, just like Moshe Rabbeinu wore during the 7 days of the miluim. And that's what he's saying. Yeah. So that's the second nekuda. So there's two nekuda. One nekuda was to bring about the Amitas HaDvarim, like a few minutes before a person dies, everything he talks about is pure truth. The second thing is the Indian of Taro. And then he says another thing. Another pshat. He was also a Ger Rebbe. That he says over a story. Bashar Shalom is as a kittel. It said over in the name of Beis Yisrael, Bashar Shalom is a kittel. Keep a beggar love and Ryan Babira called Rabbi Bekesim. When you're wearing something white, so any stain that you have is very obvious. It stands out. Right? Because if you're wearing a darker clothing, you don't notice the stains.
By the time you get to the fourth cut.
Yeah, that's for sure, right? That's obvious. My kittel, they see how my kittel after the Seder, it's finished. Since on this night we're matar, and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael are being cleaned out, we're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means we're having an unbelievable aliyah. Yetzias Mitzrayim obviously was not just a physical gula, but a ruchnistic gula. Right, we're coming to a much higher level. That is Alamein, they're being raised up, Kamoi B'Tzias Mitzrayim, Mimemta Shari Toma, from the lowest level of Toma, which is what we were on, Ad Nun Shari Kedusha. Lachain, therefore, Leib Shem Bigdei Lavan Laharish Olav Lizor Shishar Begodav Levonim. We're white to remind ourselves, let's make sure we keep it clean, it should stay clean. We're being raised up, we're giving a new chance, a new lease on Ruchnis. So we wear white to remind ourselves, okay, now let's try to keep it. Let's try to keep it. That's Gvaldik. Lahar is to show Sha'alab the Zoshi Shah Bugad Lavarim. They want to keep it white. Vizo Ikra Abayda Pesach, the Shemorah, Madrigo Shemakabo, the Zoshi Shah La'abdom. And that's the Abayda Pesach. To hold on to the Madrigas that we've received and try not to lose them. Right, that's what Pesach was, right? That's what. We know that Pesach was a. It was in a Sarusa de Laila. It was Hashem coming, and it was a handout. Klai still didn't really earn Pesach, right? The Memtav Shari Tomer Hashem said, "We're going to take you out anyway." Then the avoid of the Mea Sfira is to now, you know, Hashem, you know, He opened up our eyes. He created, gave us this tremendous aliyah. like Rabbi Akiva Tatz talks about in what's living inspired. Opened up your eyes to an unbelievable thing, but now you gotta work on it yourself until you get to the Shua, until you get to Mount Torah. So the whole idea is to take that, what we were raised up, take the service Hashem gave us, and try not to lose it, try to hold it. And begodim, clothing, is a remez to the midas that a person's clothed in. Kedichsev, like the pasuk says, they see up a begodim at soyim me'olav, take off the dirty clothes from him, which really means the bad midas and the things that are stuck to him on the outside. Becholizim marum is belishas akittel. That's the third inyan. Wow. Shmack. Unbelievable. Put the kit, you're going to be sitting there.
It's almost like, though, that's
going to turn into the option of it. It's going to take like forever to.
That's like the.